Let's keep this simple and useful. Since there's no lesson text provided, I'm going to give you a clean, premium spoken script that works as a strong DNB college lesson shell inside an Ableton and drum and bass context. It's written to sound natural out loud, and it focuses on core practical production thinking you can apply straight away. Today, we're locking in on one of the biggest upgrades you can make to your drum and bass production, and that's control. Not just having cool sounds, not just throwing in more plugins, but actually shaping your ideas so the track feels intentional, powerful, and built for DNB. A lot of producers hit a stage where their sessions are full, but the tune still feels flat. The drums might be decent, the bass might be heavy, and the synths might sound clean on their own, but together, nothing really lands. Usually that comes down to arrangement, balance, and movement. So that's what we're focusing on here. We're making the track feel alive, and we're doing it in a way that makes sense inside Ableton. Start by listening to your main groove with fresh ears. Just the core, kick, snare, hats, bass, and maybe one main musical idea. Ask yourself a very simple question. What is this track trying to say? Is it dark and stripped back? Is it aggressive and technical? Is it euphoric and rolling? You need that answer, because every production choice after that should support the identity of the tune. Once you know the vibe, go straight to the drums. In drum and bass, the drums are not just keeping time, they are driving the whole energy of the track. If the drums don't feel convincing, the rest of the production has nothing solid to stand on. Inside Ableton, solo your drum bus and really listen to the relationship between the kick and snare. Not just their individual sound, but how they hit as a pair. What to listen for here is whether the snare feels like it answers the kick with authority. In DNB, that backbeat has to feel confident. If the snare is too thin, too quiet, or too soft in the transient, the groove loses weight immediately. Then check your hats and percussion. You don't want them randomly filling space. You want them supporting momentum. Good DNB percussion creates forward motion without cluttering the groove. So if your top end feels messy, pull elements out before you add more. That's a big one. Simpler often hits harder. Now move down into the bass. This is where a lot of producers either overdue it or underdesign it. Your bass doesn't need to be constantly changing to feel exciting. It needs to be clear, controlled, and placed correctly against the drums. In Ableton, one of the easiest ways to tighten this up is to separate the role of sub from the role of the mid bass. Even if they live in one patch creatively, you need to think of them as two jobs. The sub carries weight, the mids carry character. What to listen for here is whether your sub stays stable when the drums hit, if the low end disappears every time the kick lands, or if the bass note feels blurry and undefined, your groove will feel weaker than it should. On the other hand, if the sub is clean and consistent, everything instantly feels more expensive. That's the difference. A smart move in Ableton is to check the low end with Spectrum, but trust your ears first. Use EQA to clean unnecessary low frequencies out of non-bass elements. Then make sure your bass and kick are not fighting for exactly the same space. This does not always mean aggressive sidechain. Sometimes it just means choosing a kick with a shorter tail, tuning your bass properly, or adjusting note length so the groove breathes. And that's one reason this works so well in DNB. The genre moves fast, and there's so much rhythmic information happening all the time. If the low end is vague, the whole track loses punch and clarity. But when the kick, snare, and bass all have defined roles, the groove feels locked, and that's where the tune starts to sound serious. Next, think about movement. Drum and bass lives on tension and release. Even in minimal tracks, something needs to evolve. That does not mean every 8 bars needs a brand new sound. It means the track should guide the listener's attention. A really effective approach in Ableton is to automate one or two things that matter, instead of 10 things that don't. Filter movement on a reese. Slight decay changes on percussion. Small volume rides into fills. Reverb throws at the end of phrases. Tiny changes in saturation. These are the details that make a loop become a tune. If your section feels static, don't ask, what can I add? Ask, what can I reveal, remove, or emphasize? That question will save you a lot of time. Sometimes muting one hi-hat before the snare gives more impact than adding another synth layer. Sometimes automating the width of a pad makes the drop feel bigger without changing a single note. When you build transitions, make them serve the groove. Risers and impacts are fine, but they shouldn't feel pasted on. In DNB, the best transitions usually reinforce rhythm. A snare fill, a reversed bass tail, a filter drum loop, a quick dropout before the one. Those moves feel native to the style. They push energy forward without sounding generic. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where many promising ideas stall out. In Ableton, it's very easy to build an amazing 8-bar loop and then live there forever. To break that habit, duplicate your loop across a rough timeline and start subtracting. Strip the intro back. Introduce elements and stages. Hold some energy back so the drop has something to earn. A clean DNB arrangement usually works because each section has a purpose. The intro creates anticipation. The build increases tension. The drop delivers identity. The second half adds variation or escalation. Keep asking yourself whether each section is changing the listener's focus in a meaningful way. What to listen for now is whether the drop actually feels bigger than what comes before it. Not just louder, but more defined, more intentional, more satisfying. If your pre-drop already contains all the energy, then the drop has nowhere to go. Pull things back earlier so the impact arrives at the right moment. Also, pay attention to vocal chops, effects, and atmospheres. These can be incredible in drum and bass, but only when they support the core. If they're masking your snare, clouding the stereo field, or distracting from the bass statement, they're not helping. Use them like seasoning, not the whole meal. When it comes to mixing, think in priorities. The listener should feel the drums and bass first, then the main musical identity, then the supporting details. Inside Ableton, group your drums, bass, music, and effects so you can make broad decisions quickly. This keeps the session clean and helps you hear the tune in layers, rather than as one messy block of sound. Level before plugins. Always, a surprising amount of clarity comes from simply turning things down. If two parts are competing, volume is often the first fix, not more processing. Once the balance feels sensible, then use EQ, compression, saturation, and spatial effects to refine. And here's an encouraging reminder. If your track doesn't sound fully there yet, that does not mean the idea is bad. Most of the time, the idea is fine. It just needs stronger decisions, better contrast, better balance, better emphasis. That's great news, because those are skills you can build deliberately. So here's the practical challenge. Open one of your current DNB projects in Ableton and do a focused pass on just three things. First, tighten the relationship between kick, snare, and bass. Second, create more movement using only automation and subtraction, not new layers. Third, improve the arrangement by making each section serve a clear role. As you do that, keep checking two questions. Does the groove feel locked? And does the track guide attention from one moment to the next? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. To wrap it up, strong drum and bass production is not about doing more. It's about making clearer choices. Get the drums speaking properly. Keep the low end controlled. Build movement with purpose. Arrange for contrast. Mix by priority. That's how a solid loop becomes a tune that actually lands. Now go put this into practice. Open the session, trust your ears, and shape the track with intention. Small changes, made well, can completely transform the result. Keep at it. That next level is built one decision at a time.